Magandang base in yung lahat, and welcome to the Filipino-American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we have a plethora of music that has a theme of food in regards to it, mainly Filipino food. We also have some news from the Philippines and here in the United States with some community announcements, along with a review of the recently released movie Easter Sunday, which came out last Friday, or if you're ahead of the curve, last Thursday. And if you're even more ahead of the curve and you had access to it, the world premiere of Easter Sunday was last Tuesday, which was also the pink carpet premiere at Man's Chinese Theater in downtown, I guess, Hollywood, where many of the stars of the movie were in tow, along with a lot of the Filipino American and some stars from the Philippines that were there for the pink carpet event. The movie looks like, which was produced for $17 million from Amblin Entertainment, finished unfortunately in 8th place, at least this first week, with an earning of $5.3 million. Some of the reviews some people feel have been unfavorable due to the fact that many of the people who are reviewing the movie aren't necessarily aware of the Filipino-American experience, so there may be some confusion how they see the plot. But for many Filipino-Americans, it was a monumental time in terms of films, because it was the first time that you saw a plot where the majority of the cast and the story is of a Filipino-American family experience. It follows loosely Joe Coy's life. It's in the movie. His character's name is Joe Valencia. And it talks about his family's experience during Easter Sunday. He has said in many interviews that this is an ode to his mother, who he feels that story hasn't always necessarily been told on the big screen. I think there were some people that worried that would there be too many overplayed stereotypes. As someone who has viewed the movie, I don't feel that they overplayed the stereotypes. Obviously, this is a comedic film, and there were laughs in the movie, but there were also some tender moments there in the movie that maybe some weren't necessarily expecting. I think one of the nice, subtle Easter eggs in the movie is one of the actors in the movie, Eduardo Cordero, who plays Joe's cousin, is wearing a Golden State Warriors jersey. And it is the jersey that has number 11. So if you are a big basketball fan, most people identify the number 11 number on a Golden State Warriors jersey as that of Klay Thompson, whose father, Michael Thompson, is a former Golden Gopher. And it actually isn't Klay Thompson on the back of the jersey, but that of Raymond Townsend, who is the first Filipino American ever drafted in the NBA. And that was the jersey that he wore through the majority of the film. There are some other news in regards to the movie that we'll get into potentially next week, but it was widely praised by many in the Filipino-American entertainment field on social media circles as a way of seeing representation of the Philippine American experience out there. There were also many posts of supporting other films out there that have Filipino American cast or have been written or starred in those movies. One of those movies that's been out on the festival circuit is Lumpia with a Vengeance, which is the sequel to the original movie Lumpia, which came out in 2003. But some breaking news in regards to Lumpia with the Vengeance, a movie that is made by and written by Patricio Janelsa, who we've had as a guest here on the Philippine American National News many years back, is that in Regal theaters around the United States, the movie is going to be released on September the 30th. This is very similar to earlier this year when Dante Bosco's directorial debut, The Fabulous Filipino Brothers, was also released in Regal theaters around the United States. Ironically, in that film, one of the stars and played the essentially the evil character, the bad guy in Lumpia was with a Vengeance, was veteran actor Danny Trejo. And from Variety News, there's some breaking news in regards to Danny Trejo and a film that he's going to be in and a character that relates to Filipinos. And this comes from Variety. Hollywood actor Danny Trejo has been cast for the role of Portuguese explorer Ferdinand Magellan in 1521, an upcoming historical epic that charts the pre-colonial era of the Philippines depicted at the Battle of Makatan, Friday has learned. Produced by Filipino-American filmmaker Francis B. Lara of Inspire Studios, 1521 is a U.S.-Philippine production that follows the journey of Magellan, who led the Spanish expedition and was one of the first Europeans to travel to Asia. He reached the archipelago that is now known as the Philippines today on March 16th, 1521. The script of 1521 was penned by Mary Krell Oshie. Principal photography is expected to start this month in Palawan. Joining Trejo in the cast is Michael Capuan, who gained notoriety in One Tree Hill along with Power Rangers and The Scorpion King. He will play the role of Datu Lapu-Lapu, an island ruler and leader of the warriors who fended off Magellan's attempt colonization of the Philippine archipelago. Magellan's forces were defeated and the Portuguese explorers killed in the Battle of Makatan on April 27, 1521. Complicating the historic encounter between Magellan and Capuan is the forbidden romance between native Makatan princess Dewata, played by Filipino actress Bea Alonzo, and a Spanish soldier, as well as Magellan's translator Enrique, played by actor Hector David Jr. Filipino actress Maricel Laxa Balingan will be playing Amani, the sister of Dewata. Alonzo was previously named as a talent to watch by Variety and the International Film Festival and Award Macau in 2019. She's also due to star in the World War II story Angel Warrior as a woman whose near-death experience transforms her into a ferocious and underground fighter described as She-Devil. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first song of the evening. It is from the singer Mikey Bustos, and this is his song, Adobo.
Oh my God, Frank, look.
What?
She's making her secret recipe. Come, let's watch. My mommy's cooking our dinner tonight, and in the kitchen, she's the queen. Because tonight she's cooking her most famous Pinoy cuisine. When everybody eats it, they say it is heaven sent. But she will never share her secret ingredient. Let's look, Prank. A garlic clove, a basil leaf. I want to know her secret recipe. Pepper and salt, oh, I must look so I can cook. Adobo, adobo, I'll mix it leaf and investigate. Adobo, adobo, her secret to amazing taste. Silver swan, I must know how it's done. What could her secret be to my mom's adobo recipe?
Quick, bro, hide.
My mom is Ilocana and makes everything taste great. When you try her cooking, you leave nothing on your plate. Oh look, she's adding peppercorns, native chicken and fresh pork, of course. But I must know what else she hides inside. Adobo, adobo, a classic Filipino dish. Adobo, you know what people say, it's so delish, but no one makes it better than my mom may. Come let us hide and watch how she makes adobo from scratch, bro. Come on, let's go see.
Let's go.
She heats mantika in a saucepan medium high. The bawang and sebuyas till it's caramelized. She adds the pork and then adds chicken, then bay leaves, sugar and peppercorns. Oh, look now!
Wow.
Here it is!
I can't wait. What is it?
MSG! OMG! My mommy's secret is MSG! Mommy, no!
Huh?
Ajinomoto's so unhealthy. I'm so mad at what you're going to add.
Naku, mommy, what are you doing?
You're overacting. Don't you know you grew up on MSG?
Kaina,
mommy.
And once again, that was Mikey Bustos with his song, Adobo. As you could tell from listening to the song, it was, the lyrics were played with let it go, I guess, instrumental in the background. Just a reminder to our listeners, you're listening to the Filipino American National News here on KFAI, which is heard every Sunday from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And now we're getting back to the news desk. And this is an article concerning food, but not from the metro area, but from Wilmer, Minnesota, from the WTRIB.com. Many in the area are familiar with egg rolls. Christy Cantao Ryland and her sons sell at the farmer's market each summer in Wilmer. Now her homemade Philippine cooking will be available all year. Many are familiar with the egg rolls by Christy Gatlin Roiland and her sons make at the farmers market in Wilmer. Gatow Ryland has opened the Christy and Sons, operating out of the commercial kitchen at the Wilmer Area Multicultural Market in downtown Wilmer. She offers full meals and egg rolls for takeout or delivery 2 days a week. The Wham Kitchen was developed to help local food entrepreneurs out in Wilmer. Her egg rolls are available on Tuesday and Friday too, and other dishes are available for special order. Gatow Ryland asked for a 2-day advance notice for her special orders. She's 51 and grew up in the Philippines and was staying with her sister in Germany when she met her future husband, a native of Minnesota. She didn't even know how to cook when she got married, she said. She'd come from a family that was privileged and the cooking had been done by servants, but I couldn't do it without a kitchen, she said. Mom has allowed her to start her business and gauge the community's interest without a lot of overhead costs. Tuesdays and Fridays are my experiment, she said. She runs the kitchen and has purchased insurance for work there. She also uses her own utensils and equipment. It looks like she also has a food truck stand that when you go there to Wilmer in Minnesota, it's listed as CNS Filipino Egg Rolls. And for more information in regards to her business, you can email her at FilipinoEggRolls@yahoo.com. Filipino egg rolls are widely known as Lumpiang Shanghai, and we are playing a song by an artist by name of K.O., and the name of this song is ironically Lumpiang Shanghai.
Hindi ko na aamoy. Merong lechon, naritong manok, menudong baboy, pansit canton. Ano pang meron? Buko pandana, di pwedeng mawala.
Ang wapa fay, di pwedeng mawala ang Shanghai pagka birthday.
Happy birthday.
Eto na, balot na, teka lang, aling des.
Aling des.
Batang tagay, dapat laging inuuna ang Shanghai. Nako
can take this maybe lumpia nasa na yung
may all dressed up lumpia is my favorite
lumpia may taba sadly can be dangerous
di pwedeng mawala ang Shanghai pagka birthday
happy birthday
eto na balot na teka lang aling des
aling des
batang tagal dapat laging nauuna ang Shanghai na ko Shanghai.
Once again, that was KO with Lumpyung Shanghai. In regards to some community announcements, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will be having their Philippine Teen Camp, which takes place Tuesday, August the 9th. It is for the age ranges 13 through 16. The festivities begin at 8 a.m. and last through 6 p.m. and it will be at Apoy, Minneapolis. This is fresh off the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans hosting their children's camp. In regards to other events in the community, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will also be having their family camp out at the Baker Park from August 12th through the 14th. And this will be taking place once again at the Baker Park Reserve in Maple Plain, Minnesota. The camp opens at 4 p.m. on the 12th and closes at 1 p.m. on the 14th. Event details: there's potluck, games, karaoke, bingo, movie and popcorn, bonfire with s'mores. For more information in regards to this, you can contact Mary Jane at 763-742-5507 or Georgina Newman, that's 612-751-7929. And I did see most recently that an artist that was here, Jam Morales, will be coming back into town to perform once again, I believe, at the Nissan and Nielsen Sports Bar in, I believe that is Savage, Minnesota, but this time she is joined by fellow Filipino artist Gabby Concepcion. We'd also like to congratulate Camille McCoy, who has accepted a position as a graduate assistant right down the road at North Central University. She previously held that same position at Crown College, which is located in Victoria, Minnesota. But for right now, we're going to end the show with two songs, with a food theme to it, a food flavor theme. And that is a song by Sean Wasabi with a song entitled Halo Halo featuring Chevy and the recently married AJ Rafael, who married his longtime girlfriend Alyssa Navarro in Hawaii, who has made the list of his wife. Alyssa made the list of people under 30 in the entertainment industry to look who's list of people under 30. But the name of that song is entitled Juice Box. For right now, we're going to play that song from Sean Wasabi, Halo Halo, followed by Juice Box by AJ Rafael. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Over. Something about the way you look in my eyes, you make everything so damn easy. So easy that I don't got to worry about a thing. And baby, when we touch, all I can see is the image of us sitting by the ocean just before the dusk, sipping on a juice box with sand between our toes. And this is the part when we say we're in love and apart.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Online and archived at KFAI.org. It's where community grows.